So it kind of has that holiday feel as we're moving quickly towards Christmas. And for those who are American, which I myself am from the U.S., this is a holiday week ahead. We have what's called Thanksgiving in our country, and it's normal to have kind of a big meal and eat too much, kind of like you do at Christmas. So it's kind of that pre-warm-up in the U.S. So yeah, holidays are on my mind as well as we move very quickly from November to December. I think Rob and I were talking about just how the time's just flying this time of year. This is also a time of year where in my family, on Thanksgiving Day, usually it was after we ate, we would spend time talking about being thankful and sharing together things we're thankful for. And so this message today is particularly with that in mind, on giving thanks. And the text we had read, thank you, Kirk, for that, out of Luke chapter 17, Jesus is in the region of Samaria, between Samaria and Galilee. Now, you probably remember, but in case just as a refresher, Samaria was that region filled with Samaritans, and Samaritans culturally were seen as kind of a mix between being Jewish or being Hebrew and intermarrying with other people groups. And so people who were kind of pure Hebrew, if you would put it that way, looked down on Samaria and on Samaritans, people who were Samaritans. They were seen as kind of less than, less holy, less, you know, right. They were kind of also seen as unclean, quite frankly. So the fact that Jesus hung out in Samaria and talked to Samaritans was a big deal as a Hebrew rabbi. And the fact that he kind of often elevated the bad guys to be the good guys, or the people that maybe a priest would tend to look down on, Jesus was ready to lift up. And so we have that really going on in this text, because he's in the region, first of all. And then it goes on to say that there were 10 lepers. 10 lepers that came towards him. Now, leprosy was a disease of the skin. It was considered contagious. It would really disfigure people and cause all kinds of health problems. And it also meant socially that they had to keep their distance. So it meant they had to leave home. It meant they had to be kind of marginalized and outcast. And whenever anyone came close to them, they were supposed to shout out, "Unclean!" Can you imagine what that would be like if you had leprosy, to kind of be isolated, lonely, treated as less than? So here are these 10 lepers, that, and they're careful to keep their distance, but then they cry out to Jesus. Jesus must have been out walking from one place to another. And they cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." My guess, it wasn't like I just said it. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." It was probably more out of a great place of desperation, don't you think? Don't you think they were sick and tired of being sick and tired? Don't you think they were really wanting help? So it was probably more like, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," right? We're desperate. And Jesus here has an interesting, curious response. He says to them, "Go and show yourself to the priests." So notice he doesn't say, "You're healed," right? Like he often does to other people with a request. It just says, "Go and show yourself to the priest." Now, this shows Jesus as a rabbi who's being culturally respectful to the tradition of the priests, and the temple and the rules about cleanliness and uncleanliness. So Jesus realized that the lepers would not be able to transition back into the culture and into the society unless the priests inspected them, inspected their skin, and declared them clean and did some ritual purifications. And so Jesus was healing them and also honoring the rules, if you will, of the priestly system to say, go show yourself to the priest. So evidently the healing looked like this. The lepers cried out. Jesus spoke to them, go show yourself to the priest. And as they started walking towards the temple, towards the priest, they realized, the scripture says, they were healed. They were cleansed. So I don't know if you've ever had a bad rash or a bunch of mosquito bites on your arm or leg. Can you imagine if it was like you were, you know, one day just miserable, and then all of a sudden you're walking and you look down and it's gone. It's gone. And you realized you've been cleansed, you've been healed. And then the scripture says that the one of the ten that was a Samaritan turned around to thank Jesus. Turned around to praise Jesus. It says he fell at his feet and gave thanks. And Jesus' response was, didn't I heal 10 of you? Weren't there 10 of you in a group asking for help? Didn't I proclaim healing over all 10 of you? How come you're the only one who's returned to say thank you? And the text says, how come the only one who could come back and praise God was this foreigner? And I almost think that Jesus, as he's retelling this story, is making it even bite a little more, right? Because if you were Hebrew, right, you felt like you were the chosen, you were the special. And so Jesus is basically saying, how come the folks that should have known better don't say thank you? But the person who maybe didn't know all the Levitical laws is the one doing the right thing and turning around and saying thank you. And then Jesus further lifts up the Samaritan because he speaks to him and he says to the Samaritan man, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. So Jesus here gives this man a further affirmation about his faith and about his healing. And I would say not only brought skin healing, physical healing, but brought more of a holistic feeling of wholeness to be so affirmed in a public way. Get up, go on your way. I see your faith, and I honor you. I think this is such a powerful text about giving thanks, don't you? 10 were helped, and one turned around to say thank you. Gosh, couldn't I say it about myself? Maybe you could say it about yourself. When I need help, when something's going wrong for me, huh? When I'm sick, I'm pitiful. I mean, don't ask Kirk and Eli about it. They could tell you. I'm a bad sick person. I'm grumpy. And I'll ask God for help, right? When you're in a pinch, when you have a need, when you're really in a tough place, to ask for help, right? But how often after I receive help, after I receive a sign of God's compassion and faithfulness and answer to prayer, do I turn around and say thank you? In other words, I think I'm a lot quicker to send a text or an email to God saying help than I am to turn around and send a text or an email to God to say thank you for your help. How about you? If I were to poll the 10 people who know you most, would they see you as a person who's thankful, appreciative, grateful, ready to offer thanks when you notice someone helping? If you and I were to stand before God, would God say to us, thank you for being a thankful disciple, for being appreciative? Or would God, quite honestly, feel that maybe you act like an entitled young toddler? You've seen entitled young toddlers. Lena's like, yes, I've worked with some of those. Right? An entitled, privileged young toddler, right? Can be very demanding. Mine, mine, no share, right? And not very quick to say thank you or to show appreciation. And I don't know how you feel, but when I'm around small children who act really spoiled and entitled, it's not so pleasant. Doesn't it melt your heart on the other hand when you meet a toddler, a small child who is grateful, who will turn around with their big eyes and say, thank you? Don't you just feel like, oh. And I sometimes wonder, does God see me as a spoiled, entitled child? God's been so good to me. And do I give God thanks? So that's something I've been feeling challenged about, and I just wanted to offer the challenge for all of us. Do we turn around? Are we like the one who turned around and said, Jesus, thank you so much for all you've done for me, and gave thanks? And that's really challenging for me. And I kind of have it as a challenge, especially in this season of November, to just work at being thankful. Seeing the good in others, showing appreciation to others, showing praise and thanks to God. Did you notice that the songs Rob picked out for worship today were very, right, praising God, thanking God? And that's kind of with this whole theme today of let's take time, conscientious, intentional time to give thanks to God.